Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you.
That's not Elvis. That's Carl Perkins. I know you think it's Elvis, but it's not.
Jim Blasingame.
Yeah, I can do that song. Well, welcome back, folks. It's 7 Till. That's Jay Meeks on the other side, actually sitting right across from me. I'm broadcasting live from Houston, Texas at the Insperity Fall Campaign, and always fun to come down, and I'm looking forward to the tournament.
Yeah.
The Insperity Classic coming up.
A few weeks away. It's coming already, man.
Yeah. Now the truth is, it's the first Insperity Classic.
That's correct.
But it's not the first.
Well, it's Insperity Championship.
Okay. It's the first Insperity Championship.
Correct.
Because you guys changed your name this year. You rebranded.
Yes, we're trying to hide.
You had a 24-year brand that was extremely successful.
Well, exactly right. Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't serving you going forward like you needed to. We talked earlier about having to fire somebody that you love.
Yes.
You basically fired your brand, didn't
right,
you?
Right, right. It was a tough
talk
tough
about day. Courage. Now, this is the kind of thing a lot of small business owners are dealing with. You know, I tell them it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but you can't fall in love with how you do it.
Right.
And that could include the way customers see you.
Right. Well, that's important. I mean, it's even for a small business, you know, I know you do the same thing I do. You look around sometimes and go, gosh, that's not the appropriate name for that company. What? They're missing the opportunity. You know, missing opportunities because they get infatuated themselves.
But what you said was you looked at other companies.
Right.
How do you turn that mirror on yourself?
Well, you hire people. Look, it's intuitive. I mean, we knew intuitively we knew that the Adventist staff name that we operated with for 25 years had some baggage with it. People thought we were in the staffing business. Mm-hmm. We weren't in the staffing business. I mean, immediately right there you have disassociation. So you have a paradigm that's created that you don't want to create it.
Right.
So we have this large sales force who's out there telling people what we don't do before we can tell them what we do. Mm-hmm. So you had that kind of that whole intuitive gut feeling. And then with our initiative to break out of this malaise, of this economy, we started a new initiative, a new strategy to grow faster, which is we're achieving. And it required a complete rebrand. The rebranding is also about the company, all the employees thinking differently about the business and what it's going to be going forward.
And folks, maybe this is the kind of thing that you need to be thinking about. I mean, this is when you've heard me say, and I know they think I'm being mean, Jay, but I say, hey guys, if your sales aren't where you think they need to be, if your company's not performing, it's probably time to quit blaming I've actually had people write me and say, leave me alone, it's the economy. You know, folks, it may be, but it may not be. But now's the time, 3 years later, it's time to start saying, whoa. Maybe it's us. Maybe it's me. Maybe it's our name. Maybe it's our systems. Maybe it's our approach to customers, whatever.
And it's the vision, ultimately. Ultimately, it's the vision that the entrepreneur or the business owner has, and then the ability to bring along other people to fulfill that vision.
Right.
And the brand, it says something, you know.
It does.
It represents more than just a name.
And this is something that I hope small business owners are going to take a lesson from you on this. A lot of small business owners, and I've been saying this a long time, they still don't think that they have a brand. They think Insperity has a brand. They think Nike has a brand. They think Coca-Cola has a brand. Folks, you have a brand because it's not the logo.
Right.
It's you. It's
sole proprietor.
It's how people feel about doing business with you, isn't it?
It's what conjures up in their mind when they think of you or what your name of your company or you yourself.
Right.
What conjures up, that's the brand.
That's the ding in branding.
Yes, that's it. Good, I like that.
Yeah, you can use that today.
Okay, I'll steal that from you.
So these are very important perspectives, and you getting out of your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's to me. You got to do two things right now. I think you got to say, okay, how much of what's going on right now? How much of my behavior is a little bit of a pity party?
Mm-hmm.
And number two, am I getting out of my comfort zone? And out of your comfort zone might mean doing the same thing you're doing, selling the same thing you're selling, but just doing it in a different way.
Right. Well, I can tell you this. If you take an entrepreneur from India and bring him here, he's not going to think the economy's bad.
Good point.
I mean, it's a matter of perspective.
Yeah, you're right.
And so I'm just trying to put a punctuation mark on what you're saying. But it's really the fire in the belly and the vision. Mm-hmm. And we have a big vision, and we haven't achieved it yet. And what we're going to do is when we get close, we're going to move the ball again, you know, and keep moving up that mountain, you know, and because personal growth experience occurs your whole life. if you've got the right vision and the right drive and the right goals.
Lifelong learning.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you also changed the name of what you call your reps. And I think this is good, too. Business Performance Advisors. And it really does speak to what they do. But, folks, maybe you need to be thinking about, you know, instead of calling them sales reps or whatever you call them, maybe you need to have another name. Jay, thanks again for being here.
Love it, Jim.
Congratulations on the successful year you guys
are
having.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
it. Thanks for the hosting. Jay Minks, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back another day. In fact, we'll probably be talking to him again next month when I'm down here for the Insperity Championship, the golf tournament here in the Woodlands.
We'll square off on a pro-am, Jim.
Yeah, there you go. Jay Minks, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be back tomorrow. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.